Welcome to this daily encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Kirsten Holmberg, and I called today's meditation, Serving with Love. When Crystal first started work at a Virginia coffee shop, she served a customer named Ibby. Because Ibby is hearing impaired, he placed his order using a typed note on his phone. After Crystal learned Ibby was a regular customer, she determined to serve him better by learning enough American Sign Language so he could place his order without writing it down. In a small way, Crystal showed Ibby the kind of love and service Peter encourages us all to offer one another. In his letter to believers in Jesus, who had been scattered and exiled, the apostle indicates that they ought to love each other deeply and use their gifts to serve others. Whatever skills and abilities he's equipped us with are gifts we can use to benefit others. As we do, our words and actions can bring honor to God. Peter's words were especially important to those he wrote to, for they were experiencing a season of pain and isolation. He encouraged them to serve one another during the time of distress, to help them bear up under their trials. Though we may not know the specific pain another person experiences, God can help us to show empathy, as well as to graciously and cheerfully serve one another with our words, resources, and abilities. May God help us serve others as a reflection of His love. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 through 11. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be alert and of sober mind so that you may pray. Above all, love each other deeply because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. Let's pray. Father, please help us to serve those around us with all that you have given us in abilities and resources. Thank you, Lord. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Kirsten Holmberg, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.